We're here with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia to tell us about a piece of free technology that allows anyone who is blind to use computers through audio, and it's called NVDA. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Roberta. Thanks for having me back.
Now, we've talked about this before, but could you just give us a brief outview as to what NVDA is and what it does?
Sure. NVDA is a very popular free screen reader. So it runs on Windows, and basically people can download this free screen reader and install it on Windows, and then it basically allows people who are blind to use Windows. They can use the web, they can edit documents, and basically give them all functionality of the computer through a voice reading things back to you. So it's a very powerful program, and it's evolved a lot in recent years. And yeah, because it is free as opposed to, you know, $1,000 to $2,000 of its rivals, you know, it's a really good option.
Now, I understand that NVDA has made an announcement relating to support and training. This is important, isn't it?
It is. And as you say, they've just announced that now they're going to provide support so people can call up NVAccess, the company behind NVDA, and they can get support on the phone, and they also offer training in person as well. So there's a really great step forward there.
And I was going to ask you that question, why it is offering a support service so important, but you've answered that. And I guess that it feels really good, more like people are willing to try it if they know that they've got the backup.
Absolutely. And the really big thing about a support service is that, and this is a big issue with free screen readers, is that when you have big companies behind products, you know, you can get in touch with them if you need help, if you need training, there's that option. But traditionally with free software, there isn't really the same ability to get in touch with someone, because often it's something, because it's a free product, it's often difficult to have people employed for support. And also, when you have free things built into the operating systems, like Apple has a free screen reader called VoiceOver on the iPads and Macs, again, it's often hard if someone gets stuck to contact a really big multinational like that for help. Mm. So in the case of this, it's wonderful that you got the best of both worlds, that there is that free software, but there's also still that opportunity to get in touch and get some help.
So, Scott, is that available now, and how could people get it?
It is available now. There's a lot of information on the NVAccess website. So that's nvaccess.org. And also the NVDA program itself is nvda-project.org. So there is certainly options for people to get hold of NVDA for free and then also get in touch regarding the support.
Now, is there a cost involved in the support?
There is, and this is one of the things, because the software itself is free, understandably, to pay for people to man the phone and, you know, be there. So the cost is $59.95 an hour, and you get charged in 10-minute blocks.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. So it sounds like a lot, but when you consider that if you have to purchase an alternative like JAWS, that costs $1,000 to $2,000 just for the software.
Yes.
You know, they've structured their costs so that the software is free, but you do pay for support. But that said, I mean, you know, you probably wouldn't need a lot of support to get up and running, to get the basics happening. And, you know, it is optional. And there's also a lot of free online resources on the website already. So there's a few options you can try for free. You can go through that free online support. And then if you still have issues, then, you know, it's great that there is someone at the end of the phone to help.
Absolutely. Very comforting. Now, where can we go to find out more?
Yeah, as I was saying before, the nvaccess.org and nvda-project.org sites are all from NVAccess, and they can provide you with the options to download NVDA for free and to get all that support information. But Media Access also have a lot of information on our website, so mediaaccess.org.au, and go to Digital Technology.
Digital Technology. Well, that's good. That's a great website, actually. If I can navigate it, anybody can. Well, Scott, thank you very much for all of that today. That's called the NVDA, and it is available for you now. We've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia. And if you would like to contact them, you can go to that website, or you can go to info@mediaaccess.org, or you can call them on 02-9212-6242. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
And Media Access Australia are supporters of this program, and we thank them for that.